Soon after the Associated Press Wednesday published excerpts of the text messages Kratz sent to Stephanie Van Grol, a slow avalanche of outraged calls for Kratz's resignation began. Yesterday, the State District Attorney's Association joined the list of groups demanding that Kratz be held accountable for trying to start a relationship with Van Grol while he was prosecuting her ex-boyfriend for trying to strangle her. Milwaukee State Representative and former county judge Fred Kessler says he sent a letter to the governor last night urging him to fire Kratz if he doesn't resign.
If you're a domestic violence victim or a sexual assault victim in Calumet County, you're going to be very reluctant to go up there and prosecute your case because you really don't know what in the world the district attorney is going to do. Is he going to hit on you? Is he going to allow the case to be manipulated? Just in general, it causes a crisis of confidence in that community.
So far, Kratz has not volunteered to resign. This afternoon, he apologized to Van Grol and to others for what he called his lack of judgment. He also promised to seek therapy and possibly take time off from his county duties. Governor Doyle said today he plans to meet with Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen to discuss a range of options for disciplining Kratz for his actions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.